So hi folks, hello once again, good evening, and you're very welcome along to another program, to another edition of Down Your Way. Yeah, it's 10 years since we were here. We're here in Patsy's in Burris again.
Forever and ever I love you. I swear by the stars up above you, there never will be any other. I love you forever and ever. The sun may stop shining in heaven, the salty old sea may run dry, the moon and the stars may stop shining, but I'll always be by your side. Forever and ever I love you. I swear by the stars up above you, there never will be any other. I love you forever and ever. No other's arms ever will hold you, no other's lips ever will kiss you, no other's heart ever will miss you. I love you forever and ever. Forever and ever I love you. I swear by the stars up above you, there never will be any other. I love you forever and ever. I love you forever and ever.
Absolutely, what an opening to our program. We're here in Patsy's in Burris again, 10 years ago. Patsy, we were in this store. How are you doing?
Not so bad, Eamon, yourself. Welcome to Burris.
You're looking good and healthy. How are you doing yourself and Bernie? Bernie's inside the bar.
Inside the bar, I'm making a few pound, I hope.
Life is good?
Life is not too bad now at the moment.
Fantastic house band here tonight. We had Tom Williams, of course, kicking off the program and
Michael Gleeson, Francie Vile, and Helen Dean is here as well. I suppose life is what you make it, really. It's up to yourself, I suppose. It's gone quiet at the moment, like everywhere else, I suppose. But things were just surviving, I suppose, more or less.
The last time we were down here, we were talking to you. You were into photography business and all of that. Are you still in that?
Just a hobby, more or less, now. All right. That's about all. It's gone quiet, too. A lot of faces gone since you were here. We had Regina here. She sang a song for us. She's up in Bushy Park Home at the moment. Had a few more or less. Jerry Lynch was here as well, playing the banjo. He's not here tonight. So, big changes, a lot of new faces, as you can see yourself.
Absolutely, fantastic new faces, and indeed, some of the older faces, they're still here, many of them.
Here, yeah, still here, and singing away, and everything else.
And you just say, life for you is good and healthy and well.
Oh yeah, that's grand, yeah.
Patsy, we're going to link into to a lot more music along with everything else. We say hello to one of the natives over here. He's over here at the far side. Noel Morris, how are you doing?
Good, Eamon.
A G-man of note here in North Tip.
Well, a G-man, but I don't know of note.
Part and parcel of Burris again.
It's a strange coincidence that I should meet Johnny Luby tonight here again, and I met him only this night week above in Temple 2 here, when Gordon was trying to flog the legs off our lads.
Yeah. I don't know where you came across Johnny Luby. How did he get in this door? Because you had a special pass to get in here tonight.
You would have. It's a mighty crowd here.
Absolutely terrific, terrific. The like of it haven't been seen for probably the 10 years.
That's true, that's true. As Patsy said, there's a lot of new faces here, and there's a lot of old faces gone. There's a lot of faces here with the hair. It's gone greyer on top of the head than it was 10 years ago. But that's life.
For you, of course, life is in the GA world big time, isn't it?
Well, it was, but I'm stepped back from it now after a lot of years. And I suppose the one thing you take from it is that maybe not what you achieved or tried to achieve, but it's the friends that you make. And I think that's what the GA is all about, the friends that you make in your own county and outside it that would last for a lifetime.
Tipperary, of course, are very much part and parcel of it at the moment. We're into football, of course, tomorrow. I know, again, this programme is going out. We'll either have won or lost against Galway in Salt Hill.
That's true, but I'd say the boys, I know they'll be short a couple tomorrow evening, but I'm sure they'll give it a good rattle in Galway, because Galway aren't hitting the high spots at the moment either. So I know it is a big ask, they're going to go down to Salt Hill and win it in there, but the boys are capable of doing it.
Absolutely, indeed. great support here in the county, of course, the footballers, and of course the hurlers as well, and the weekend as well.
That's true.
And what a special weekend it is, be either Dublin or Kilkenny.
Yeah, that's an interesting one now, with Dublin and Kilkenny. Just imagine having to go to Nolan Park Saturday evening week to play Kilkenny, and maybe with an ambition to put them out of the championship. They wouldn't take that too lightly, I'd say, down in Kilkenny. But I think the boys was disappointing on the day, but I think they'll bounce back. And there has been a lot of criticism of their management, but the management is only there a couple of months. And I think we as members of the county board at the time they appointed him have to stand behind him and seem to be standing behind him. Rather than going out, there's too many people that'll jump in the bandwagon when you get beaten. But I think they need support, the players need support as well.
Absolutely, indeed, and indeed, of course, the whole county is behind him. Like, there's always an idea that things may not go right, and surely for a Tipperary man, you're going to back the county.
Of course you will, and sure, we have seen him for long enough for long to know that there has always been good days and there has been bad days, but you put them behind you and you move on, and you take the positives out of it and you move on.
Yeah. Talk to me about the great place of Borrisicane, and Mackie McKenna can strengthen the mind, of course, and the McKennas in particular.
Yeah, Mackie, I suppose, he won four All-Irelands with Tipperary. He started in 1961. He played his first match in Croke Park in May of 1961 against Waterford in a league final. And just imagine it happening to any young fella today. It was his first day ever in Croke Park. And he was playing in a man by the name of John Barton of Waterford, one of the great cornerbacks. And Mackie scored two goals off him that day. He went on to win four All-Ireland medals after that, 61, 2, 64 and 65. A great player. And his uncles before him as well, Paul and Jack McKenna, won All-Ireland with Tipperary in 1930.
Absolutely. Yeah. And a success story. Borrisicane, how are they going in the hurling world?
They're going well. Johnny Luby, I'll tell you there, we're going fairly well. We're in the semi-final now of the qualifier. And we have Golden beaten.
Oh, have you Golden?
Golden beaten. We beat Golden 2 points last week.
Right,
yeah, that's right. So we'll be. We don't know who we're drawn against yet.
Right.
It won't be for a while. I'm told it won't be for a while. So we wish them the best of luck when it does come around.
I know your brother launched a book there last year. We were very much involved in it in Tip FM down in Nina.
That's right, Jimmy. He's living in Canada. He launched a book there. And sure, look at it. No matter what book was ever wrote, there'll be always people critical of it. This thing was left in, or that thing should have been put in, or that thing should have been left out. Don't you know the story? But anyhow.
The book is written at the same time.
The book is written at the same time, and I compliment him on it.
Some of these people, some of the times that are a bit critical, didn't put their pen to paper too many times.
No, not too many times, no. Yeah,
Noel Morris, it's always a pleasure.
Thanks, Eamon.
Thank you.
Noel was talking about Johnny Luby, and I just wondered how he got in through this door. Johnny, how are you?
Eamon, fine, by God.
How did you get in here?
I came up with you, sure. Yeah, it is my first time here in Patsy's. I can see this place is a bloody gold mine. Anyway, no matter what he says, sure, they're making fortunes here.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely jam-packed.
Yeah, he's making fortunes here. There's no question about it.
It took us 10 years to get back here.
Jeez, I'll tell you one thing, and there's great musicians here, and some fine-looking women. And I'll tell you...
Johnny, keep the eyes off of the women, for God's sake.
Oh, Christ, off my... But, it's a fine crowd here, and first time ever in Patsy's in Borrisicane. I often pass through Borrisicane, but never... didn't know the place existed like this. Yeah. It's certainly a smashing place.
Yeah. Noel was talking about the McKennas, Mackie McKenna. You know the McKennas at a different level, the Greyhound world.
Oh, yeah, the McKennas are steeped in Tipperary hurling and football, and anybody that follows the hurling, they certainly follow the Greyhounds. And I suppose Ger McKenna and Mackie McKenna and sure young Owen McKenna's down beside us there in that neck of the woods there we call New Inn between Gold, or around Knockgraffin between Golden and New Inn. And he has had a wonderful season so far, topless Greyhounds, you know, and getting a few ready now for the Irish Greyhound Derby and all of that. But they were always household names here in North Tipperary, you know. Amazing the way the week goes. This night, last week, Borrisicane beat Golden Kilfeacle by a couple of points over in Mindtemple-Toohey in the County Hurling Championship. You know, it's a great game of hurling, and Golden are down to the last four now to see are we going to play in the Discover Tipperary competition. That's what I call that other game. I think Moneygall, Cashel and Borlahan are the four teams that's left, but I would think that I don't think we'll go down anyway.
Yeah, one way or another you'll stay up.
I think Borlahan will go down.
Yeah, why would you say that?
Jesus, they're worse than us.
Go, Johnny. Tipperary, of course, are playing the weekend either Dublin or Kilkenny. Can you give it the last 30 seconds of that game?
We're in the dying seconds of this rip-roaring encounter here in Nolan Park. Dublin beat Kilkenny last week, and that was a huge surprise. The ball comes to Henry Shefflin. He's floored there by young Bergen from Killinall, and Bergen, 47, maybe 50 yards. We'll measure it afterwards with the local four scheme. A tremendous shot from Bergen in around the square, up called the Boogie Mara. Brings it down to the Bonamar, going through the heart of the Kilkenny defence, across to Kelly, the lad from Mullinahone. A shot, me all of my Arctic would say, cool, our son, Puertnipperdon. For all the lads above in North Tipperary who have no television licences, that was a goal for Tipperary.
The great Johnny Luby. We're going to take our very first break of the evening. We're here in North Tipper, we're here in Patsy's. Rejoin us just after eight. DJ, very welcome back to North Tipper County. We're here in Patsy's in Burrisachane. A good old friend of mine is here, Frank Leeson. How are you doing, Frank?
Hey, man, how are you doing?
I can't believe it's 10 years.
I can, looking at you.
But that's a real measure of excitement here in North Tipper this evening. How are you?
I'm very well now, very well, Eamon. And you're welcome back to Burrisachane anyway.
It's always a pleasure to come back here.
Tis great to have Tip FM back in Burrisachane anyway. I'm back in Patsy's. It's a great old spot.
Great spot for the local pint and the local folklore.
That's it now, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
You're involved with lots of things here in the county, or in this part of the county. I know St. Anne's is one of a very much close-knit community here in North Tip, and you're very much involved there.
Yeah, I'm working for St. Anne's for the last 13 years, so... Tis a great, it's a great life, working for the... Helping someone doesn't have to help themselves, that's my motto, and... It's a great bit of... It's a very fulfilling job now, so I'd have to say that.
Okay, indeed. And indeed, of course, the graveyard here as well. I know you're very much a part of fundraising and the new grounds here.
Yeah, we just formed a committee, actually, in the last couple of months, and we're trying to put up a crucifix in the graveyard. It's the graveyard was opened 40 years ago, and there's a couple of hundred graves in it already, and they don't be long filling up, as you know. And... We just said we'd do something to highlight the graveyard a small bit, so we said we'd erect a crucifix and plant a few trees and a nice little bit of a seating area, and it'll be an ongoing project, like it won't be just done overnight. So we're doing all we can to raise a few pounds, and we sent out a poster campaign there a while ago. People, if they want to subscribe, they can just lodge a few pounds in the credit union. Every penny helps, so...
The project is very worthy and worthwhile in the area.
Yeah. Because, as I said, it's open 40 years now, and it looks a bit bare up there at the moment, so we hope by the time we're finished, okay. It will be a nice place to go and visit and talk to your nearest and dearest.
I know you were involved in lots of things here in the community, here in the parish over the past, and I know we have lots to talk about the community centre and one thing and another here this year. I know singing is close to you as well.
Sorry, Eamon.
Singing is very close to you.
Yeah, I do. I like to warble an old tune now and again. And
there was one that you warbled all those 10 years ago. Can you even remember it?
Just about. So,
tell us the story behind that song.
It's just a song that my mother learnt when she got married. She learnt it from her grandmother. So I said, I better take on the mantle and sing it. So none of the rest of my brothers or sisters decided to sing it. So I said, I better take it up.
The name of the song is?
It's called The Beautiful Picture. It stood in a beautiful mansion, surrounded by riches untold. As he gazed on a beautiful painting that hung in a frame of gold, 'twas the picture of a lady, so beautiful, young and fair. With his eyes fixed on that painting, he murmured in sad despair, if those lips could only speak, if those eyes could only see, if those beautiful golden trestles were there in reality, could I only take your hand as I did when you took my name? But it's only a beautiful picture in a beautiful golden frame. As he stood there and gazed on the painting, he slumbered, forgetting all pain. And there in that mansion of fancy, she stood by his side again. His lips, they softly murmured the name of his one sweet bride. With his eyes fixed on that painting, he awoke from his dream and cried. If those lips could only speak, if those eyes could only see, if those beautiful golden trestles were there in reality, could I only take your hand as I did when you took my name? But it's only a beautiful picture in a beautiful golden frame.
Oh, absolutely class. It's 10 years ago since we heard that. Well done, Frank, and thanks very much for being with us. Great to see you.
Thank you very much, Eamon, and you're always welcome when you're passing through Burris. Call in him and give us a shout.
Well done indeed. Patsy's wife, Bernie, is with me. How are you doing, Bernie?
Very well, Eamon. You're welcome back.
I found my way inside the bar.
You did. I told you to stay that side.
How are you, Kevin?
I'm very well, thank you.
Doing well for you here?
Not too bad, sure. Yeah. It's taken over.
You have a great show organised yet tonight?
Sure, look good.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. All the old famous people and the people that come here. It's an old style pub, isn't it, for the most part?
Oh, it is, yeah. It is. Yeah. Everyone sits down and has a chat and a bit of crack, and that's the way we like it.
Yeah. Did you have music here most of the time?
No, very seldom. Well, session every now and again.
Yeah, it's a special night tonight, isn't it?
It is, Eamon, yes. Yeah. It is, yeah.
Right. 10 years I've done your way since we left. And there's lots of memorabilia on the background here. We have the little dog is up on the counter.
Oh, he appeared in the paper, Monty.
Is that right? Is that your dog?
That's our dog, yeah, okay. Monty.
Okay.
And that's a great friend of ours, Jimmy Boyle.
Okay. He's still around, is he?
No.
So all the photographs around here, people that we don't have anymore, is that it?
That's true. Sean Foley is there.
All right, okay.
A lot of them there now, yeah. Most of them are.
Okay. So, like, you're involved in lots of things, of course, here in the community yourself. Tell me about the latest.
Tidy Towns now and Christmas Lights. They're the two I'm involved in, so.
We're 6 months away from Christmas. Are you getting prepared already?
We're busy now with Tidy Towns at the minute. The judging will be on very soon, so.
Yeah.
Need everybody out to help and.
Keeping the booklet on, it's pulled up.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, painted up in the doors and all that.
That's
so how do you go about kind of fundraising for all that? Do people look after themselves, do their own shops and fronts?
Yeah. Everybody does their bit and try to encourage everyone to keep the place tidy.
Doesn't the town council now fund some of those facilities and painting and all that, supply the paint? Did I hear that one day on Seamus Martin? Maybe not.
There's a councilman there in front of us now. You can ask him, maybe.
It is a suggestion for him, isn't it?
It is. He's gone out the door, no hope.
There was a building across the road, and it doesn't seem to be there anymore. Just opposite here, just across the road from here.
Oh, down the mill.
Yeah.
That's right, that collapsed one night. Overnight.
was there a structural problem, was there?
I'm not really sure. It's a bit old, I suppose, all right.
You would like to have it restored, wouldn't you?
Well, it was kind of left a bit late, I suppose, when the wheel was gone, the mill was gone, and that was...
So, as I say, Christmas is 6 months away. What are you going to do for the lights? Are there anything special coming up? Because I often pass through here around Christmas and up to Laura and Terry Glass and all across this country into Clough Jordan. And it's fairly well lit up, nicely done.
Great show, yeah. It's all voluntary work and voluntary contributions and... It's the businesses contribute and a lot of the local people contribute, but as you know, it's getting very expensive to keep it going, so we're grateful for any help we get.
Okay. So the drinks are on the house tonight, Bernie. That's inside the bar, so it has to be on the house.
Work away.
Good stuff. That was Bernie, ladies and gentlemen. Thomas Darcy is with me. Thomas, how you doing?
Not so bad, yourself?
You are welcome to Down Your Way. You're blowing in the area, are you?
No, not at all. In local the whole time.
There's a new shop across the road, is there?
Yeah, I have taken over there, yeah.
Okay, so how long are you up and running?
We're up in 2 weeks now.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good fun.
That was great crack, yeah.
Great business, huh?
It's going well for us now, yeah. Mm-hmm. Happy enough with it, so. Can't complain about it.
So who's in it before you?
Michael Comfort. Okay. Michael and Mary Comfort, yeah.
All right. What are you selling there? Groceries and stuff?
Groceries, petrol and diesel and general bits and bobs.
Right,
yeah.
It's a good stand here in Tower Hill, isn't it?
A very good stand, yeah. It's a great stand here.
You're quite a young fella. You're a bit of training into this, are you?
No, I got well educated, as well as the fella says.
Up in Boris again, yeah. Secondary school?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So look at every success, I know it's going to be good for you. Are you looking forward to the year ahead?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely. Yeah. I can't wait for it now at all. It'll be good enough.
So what are you going to call the place?
Tower Hill Filling Station.
Thanks for being with us on Down Your Way. We're here in Patsy's, here in Tower Hill in Burrisachane. We're taking our second break of the evening. We'll be back just after these. Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. Yeah, we're here in North Tip. We're here in Patsy's. We're back to music. Michael, how are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
What are you going to do for us?
I'll do a little song called Starry Night.
Okay, that's the house band. Okay, here we go.
One starry night, as I lay sleeping, one starry night, as I lay in bed, I dreamed I heard wagon wheels a creaking. When I awoke, my own love had fled, for it's many a mile with you I traveled, and many's the hour, love, with you I spent. I dreamed you were my love forever, but now I find, love, you were only lent. I searched the highways, likewise the byways. I searched the borings and camping places too. I will inquire of all our people, have they tide or tidings or signs of you? For it's many a mile with you I traveled, and many's the hour, love, with you I spend. I dreamed you were my love forever, but now I find, love, you are only lent. I'm drunk today, but oft times I'm sober, a constant rover from town to town. And when I'm dead and my sorrow's ended, Molly bawled a story, come and lay me down. For it's many a mile with you I traveled, and many's the hour, love, with you I spend. I dreamed you were my love forever, but now I find, love, you were only lent. But now I find, love, you were only lent.
Oh, absolutely class. That was Matt and the house band. Jolene Quigley is with me. How are you doing, Jolene?
Hi, how are you, Eamon?
Nice to be here. You're very much a part of the school, the secondary school, Borders of Cairns Secondary School and all of that. Community college, I suppose, is known as down here.
Yes, it is, yeah. I'm a parent. I'm on the committee, absolutely. The parents' committee.
The autism unit is pretty new up there, and I know you're affected by it, and indeed you're very much a part of it.
Yeah, I have a nephew with autism, and we're doing major fundraising for it at the moment, and it's finished, so they need 100,000 really just to kit it out to finish it. And there's a lot of stuff to go into it, and it's very expensive, so a lot of fundraising being done at the moment by all parents and anyone else that wants to help along.
Indeed. We were up there about a month ago, 6 weeks ago, and what a unit and great facility.
We had a wine tasting, and the launch of the car that they're raffling off at Christmas, and they raised a lot of money from that night, and it was a great night and great publicity, so there's still a lot of fundraising going on.
So you're making a passionate plea to the people of County Tipperary tonight?
Yeah, I am making a major plea, but people have been very good and are very good, and anyone that wants to help out, they're more than welcome to come along and sell tickets, buy tickets, anything, yeah.
Listen, Geraldine, nice to say hello to us, and thanks for joining us, and down your way. Eddie. I want to say hello to Eddie Kendi, he's a roadie with Paddy O'Brien. How are you doing, Eddie?
Yeah, it's good. And yourself?
Not bad at all. Paddy O'Brien, we know very well, down from Aglish. Another Aglish. We have an Aglish up the road from here, as you know.
The real Aglish is in Tipperary, but Paddy thinks he's the real Aglish in Capoquin outside Waterford. Okay. You know, it is.
Are you doing big business at the moment?
It's grand. You know, it's grand to see the lads like here, like all the you know, say the bass players and Patsy here and Bernie behind the bar. Geraldine here, great singer. You know, it's, some people don't even, you know, get the respect they deserve on the road, you know. And even you know, 20 years ago, Paddy O'Brien was the Mike Denver or the Jamie Buckley of his time. But times move on, and what do? You know?
Absolutely, and I know I met him last year. He was at the Country Music Festival back at Holy Cross.
We're back here again now, about 3 weeks' time. Yeah, with the whole band. Jimmy Buckley's there, Mike Denver's there, Nathan Carter. You know, it's all good for country music, but we'd say we never forget our local people, like Bernie and Patsy here. We'll always be here, and the lads have a session here once a month, and the first Tuesday of every month Patsy's here with the lads, and they have a good session once a month, and it's great.
One of the members of the band, Eddie, is up from Laura.
He is. Anthony is. He plays the bass and the keyboards. He's from Laura. Anthony Seven's name. Okay. And he's with Paddy about 8 or 9 years now, and he's a great lad, you know. He's a good lad, you know. But he plays here. He was often here. He was here about a month ago for a communion or a christening, and he played a few songs as well, you know.
When you mentioned Roddy, you're ahead of the boys putting up the gear and all that.
Yeah, we do the gear, and we do a few CDs, and we sell a few CDs, and we do lights and all that. But I mean, we're across the water 16 or 17 weekends every year. But we love to come home, and this is where we come. Patsy and Bernie, we're always welcome here, you know.
It is a pleasure having you on the programme.
Thanks.
Helen Dean, how are you?
Very well, Eamon, and nice seeing you again.
Just all the way down the road from Clochjordan?
Yes, in the city in Clochjordan.
Absolutely. And it was a very special moment or occasion in Cloch in a number of weeks' time. When is it, the August the 10th? I see it on my diary that we have to be down there at launching a new CD for you guys.
Well, I hope you'll turn up in the night anyway to launch it for me.
I might be half an hour or an hour late, as I am tonight.
No problem.
We do turn up.
Yes, Sam, and I hope that you'll be there to launch my CD for me.
Okay.
And on the 10th of August in the pavilion in Clochjordan, in the GA pavilion.
So it's a very special CD. You've been involved in music all most of your life anyway.
But you're trying to sing anyway, but yeah, it was always a kind of a dream. Yeah. But so finally that dream has come true. Yeah. And I did a 10-track CD down with Seamus Cullinan in the Roseland Studios in Athy, in County, or sorry, in in Meath, County Westmeath.
Yeah. And it is a great story indeed. What are you going to sing for us tonight?
I'll sing one day at a time. It's on the thing. Okay. I'm only human. I'm just a woman. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. Pushing and shoving and crowding my mind. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.
Class, Helen Dean, joining us on Down Your Way. We're going to take another break. We're back with the final part of Down Your Way just after these. Indeed, you're very welcome back to the final part of Down Your Way. Yeah, we're here in Patsy's in Burrisachin. Darren McKenna, how are you doing?
Fine, Eamon, how are you?
Not bad at all. You're the Lord Mayor here of Burrisachin.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, the first man of the town.
First man, yeah.
Good feeling?
A great feeling. Great feeling, now all together.
Yeah. Yeah. You did the greyhounds?
Big time. Big time, stay in my blood anyway. Yeah.
So you walk the greyhounds all the time? And,
yeah, my relations have loads of dogs going around, like Jer, Owen McKenna, John McKenna, everyone who has dogs, and so everywhere else. It's great to have greyhounds in town. It's great to see it in town.
Okay. Well, it's nice to join us then. I know you're involved in lots of things, but especially for citizens of the town, you'll be opening things and hopefully not closing down too many things.
I hope not.
And thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Raymond. Thank you very much.
Michael Collins is with us, though. Michael, how are you doing?
Good evening, Eamon, and you're very welcome to Burrisachin. I'm delighted that you interviewed Darren McKenna, because Darren McKenna and indeed Bernie Redden, who's behind the counter here, the two of those were instrumental in raising funds at a crucial time for Burrisachin Town Park, and the voluntary efforts of Bernie Redden and Darren McKenna in that regard were exceptional. Between themselves and a number of others, a total of €40,000 was raised in this community for Burrisachin Town Park, and we'll never forget that effort.
Yeah, lads.
Hide your rovers.
The other thing I'd like to say in relation to Birds of Cairn Town Park is Birds of Cairn Town Park is unique in that it is the only public recreational park in the 32 counties of this country which was put together by a local voluntary group. In a normal society, it is the local authority or the government which puts parks in place for the benefit of the community. But in this community, it was the local people, the local businesses and the local citizens who all joined together to put together what is now a 16-acre town park.
Absolutely magic.
And only this week we have seen an announcement on the local newspaper where $2.5 million is to be spent by our neighbours in Nina, by the town council in Nina in its dying days to put together a 4-acre town park. I'd like the people of Tipperary to know that Birds of Cairn has a 16-acre town park with all the facilities you'd expect in a town park, and our total expenditure was about €400,000.
How was it done, Michael? How can you give a lesson to the town council in Nina?
Well, the crucial and key element is involving all elements of the local community in such a project. Any park in any town is enjoyed and for the benefit of the local people, the local children, their parents, the senior citizens, and for people who enjoy taking a walk and a browse in their environment. And if you don't involve those people in it, then you have to depend on the local authority or the state. And the local authority or the state, for whatever reason, any time to do anything, it costs an exorbitant absolute. We'd like to all here join in expressing our good wishes to Áine McKenna, who is presently in hospital in Dublin, recovering from surgery, and we look forward to having Áine back here with us very shortly.
Tricia Slevin is with me. How are you doing, Tricia?
Well, how are you, Eamon?
Not bad at all. You have a wedding coming up here locally, have you?
I have. My twin sister is getting married tomorrow week.
Oh, lovely.
I know.
It's going to be very special, isn't it?
Oh, it's going to be a great week. And a weekend.
You're going to take the week off beforehand and all, are you?
I know. I'll work up to Friday and then I'll take it off after that.
So you've probably been to Patsy's here to celebrate?
The wedding is on Saturday. Back to Burr and back to Patsy's then Sunday for a good old session.
Absolutely. Well, we wish her well and congratulations to you guys.
Thanks very much.
Okay. Well done, Tricia. Cindy Ahern is with me. Cindy, how are you?
I'm great, thanks, Eamon. Yourself?
You joined the crack here?
Great crack. Patsy's is always great crack.
What a crowd here.
Great crowd, fantastic.
Talk to me about the song you're singing for me today.
Storm Across the Valley, it's by John Denver. Oh,
beautiful song, yeah.
And we'll sing it for Áine McKenna.
Okay, lads, in your own time.
There's a storm across the valley, clouds are rolling in, the afternoon is heavy on my shoulder. There's a truck out on a four lane, a mile or more away. The whining of its wheels just makes it colder. He's an hour away and riding on your prayers up in the clouds. 10 days on the road have barely gone. There's a fire softly burning, supper's on the stove. It's the light in your eyes that makes it warm. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Yes, it is. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. There's all the news to tell them about how you spend your time. What's the latest thing the neighbors say? Your mother called last Friday, sunshine made her smile. And you felt the baby move just yesterday. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Yes, it is. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. All the time that I can lay this tired old body down, feel your fingers feather soft upon me. The kisses that I live for, the love that lights my way, the happiness living with you brings me. It's the sweetest thing I know of, just spending time with you. 'Tis the little things that make a house a home. It's the fire softly burning, supper's on the stove. It's the light in her eyes that makes it warm. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Yes, it is. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again.
Absolutely brilliant. Ah, oh, the very beautiful Cindy Ahern joining us on Down Your Way. Willie Redden is with me. How are you doing, Willie?
Oh, not so bad.
Nice to join us. A fantastic photograph up there, Turf in the Bog.
Yeah. Well, we did work hard in the bog. We had poor way of working that time, but now the one that has worked at all. Yeah.
Will that ever happen again?
Oh, we'll work. We'll work it. Yeah. We'll go back getting down to Hoogar and Forks again and getting the bits of sticks out of the ditch to make a fork.
Yeah.
And no one even there has worked now with machines.
What about the sleighing, the sleigh turf and digging it out with your hand?
Oh, it was very hard work.
Was it?
Very hard work. Yeah. Yeah. But very good, very good. Everyone is happy. Yeah. All happy working.
Absolutely.
Very happy. But now things have changed around.
Great days in the bog.
Great days in the bog, buying old duck eggs.
Yeah, yeah.
We had brown bread.
Yeah. Gary McCormick, did you ever give a day in the bog? Billy Redden, thanks for being with us on Down Your Way. So that's the programme for this week. My thanks to all our guests on this week's programme here from North Dakota County and Patsy's. Here we go.
Alone, all alone, by the way was round. Alone in a rally hall. On a holiday, and the waves they are grand. But my heart is not here at all. It flies far away by night and by day. To the time. Now her soft
Ashley.